WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter. And let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, staying organized and focused. Ever feel like your brain's a crowded subway during rush hour? Just trying to get to that one important thought, but bombarded by a million distractions along the way? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world of constant stimulation, notifications pinging, emails demanding attention, and social media whispering sweet nothings about procrastination. It's a jungle out there, folks, but guess what? You can tame that wild beast. Today we're diving into my favorite tools, not just apps, but strategies and mindset shifts, to help you reclaim your focus, conquer clutter, and become the productivity ninja you were born to be. First things first, let's talk about our digital spaces. We spend so much time on these screens, it's like a second home. So why not make it work for us, not against us? I'm a huge fan of having separate folders and email labels, think urgent action required, later this week, can be deleted, you know the drill. It's like decluttering your mind visually, which is seriously satisfying. And speaking of satisfying, have you tried using a password manager? No more frantically typing in random combinations. Next up, physical clutter. Ever notice how a messy workspace can mess with your mental clarity too? Trust me, it's not just an aesthetic thing. Keep a designated spot for incoming mail, bills, and important documents. And listen, I'm not saying you need to be Marie Kondo-level obsessed, but even 15 minutes of tidying up can make a world of difference. It's like hitting the reset button on your day. Speaking of resetting, let's talk about time management. Ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day? We've all been there. But what if I told you, the key isn't squeezing more into your schedule, but prioritizing what truly matters? I love using a technique called the Eisenhower Matrix. It's basically dividing your tasks into four quadrants. Urgent and important. Important but not urgent. Urgent but not important. And neither. It helps you focus on what needs your immediate attention and delegate or eliminate the rest. Now, for the golden rule of staying focused, mindfulness. Ever notice how easily distractions pull you away from what you're doing? Our brains are wired to crave novelty, so it takes conscious effort to stay present. Try incorporating short meditation sessions into your day. Even just 5 minutes can help clear your head and sharpen your focus. You don't have to become a Zen master overnight. Just find a quiet corner, close your eyes, and breathe deeply. And finally, let's not forget about the power of breaks. We're human beings, not robots. Taking regular breaks actually improves productivity in the long run. Step away from your screen, stretch, go for a walk, chat with a friend. Anything that helps you recharge and return to your tasks, feeling refreshed and revitalized. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at your desk, laptop open, ready to tackle a big project. But your inbox is overflowing, notifications are popping up every 5 seconds, and your phone is buzzing with social media updates. Sound familiar? That's where the tools we discussed come in. You quickly check your email, sorting through messages and labeling them accordingly. You silence those pesky notifications, close unnecessary tabs, and create a dedicated playlist for focused work. Your workspace is clean and organized. You've even got a little succulent on your desk to add some Zen vibes. Feeling calm, clear-headed, and ready to roll? You bet. Remember, folks, staying organized and focused isn't about being perfect. It's about finding what works for you and making small, consistent changes. Experiment with different tools and strategies until you find your own winning combination. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. We all have those days where focus feels like a mythical creature. So, the key takeaways are this. Tame your digital spaces. Conquer physical clutter. Master time management. Practice mindfulness. And don't forget those crucial breaks. Now, go forth and unleash your inner productivity ninja. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. And if you found this episode helpful, leave a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, keep decluttering, keep focusing, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.